Welcome to the third episode of our podcast series, Let's Talk Emerging Technologies. In this series, we have a conversation with an expert about novel technologies to understand how they impact and transform society and how we citizens engage with the digital world. Today, we explore the universe of bio-inspired technologies and smart materials. We want to have a closer look at the human and societal dimension when dealing with these technologies. So today, I have a special guest, Dr. Stefano Bellucci from Italy, who's an expert in bio-inspired technologies. Dr. Bellucci holds a PhD. He's first researcher and head of Next Nanotechnology Laboratory from Istituto Nazionale di Fisica Nucleare, Di Frascati from Italy. Hello, Stefano. It's a real pleasure to have you here today. Can you please shortly introduce yourself and your work on bio-inspired technologies and smart materials?
Yes, it's a pleasure to be here. I'm Stefano Bellucci and I work at the INFN in Italy. I'm the founder and the director of the Next Nanotechnology Laboratories in this institute. We deal with a vast research interest, including graphene, carbon nanotubes, photocatalysis, absorbers of pollutants from wastewaters, nanocomposite materials, electrical and electronic applications. I also teach nanotechnology for these type of applications at the University of Cassino, near Rome, and my research interests include chemical physics, nanotechnology, and biomedical applications.
Thank you for that. Firstly, I would like to ask you, what are bio-inspired technologies and how do they mimic nature to solve complex problems?
Biomimetic design is an approach that seeks inspiration from nature to address various technical and ecological challenges. It involves emulating biological models, systems, and processes to create innovative and sustainable technologies. There are several related approaches and practices in this field, each with its own focus and goals. For instance, biomimicry is the practice of studying and emulating natural designs, processes, and systems to develop products, technologies, and solutions that are more sustainable and efficient. This approach often seeks to understand and replicate nature's design principles. Then biomimetics, which is similar to biomimicry, it involves imitating biological structures and functions to create practical and innovative human-made solutions. It can be applied to a wide range of fields, including engineering, material science, and medicine. Then bionics refers to the integration of biological principles into artificial systems. Typically, it involves combining the advantages of natural systems with human-made technology to enhance functionality and efficiency. For example, the development of bionic limbs is an application of this concept. Permaculture, which is a holistic approach to designing human settlements and agricultural systems based on natural ecosystems. This emphasizes sustainability, biodiversity, and resilience by imitating the patterns and processes found in nature to create regenerative and self-sustaining systems. And finally, ecological engineering, which combines ecological principles and engineering techniques to create environmentally friendly solutions for various challenges, such as habitat restoration, water management, waste treatment. It aims to design systems that work in harmony with the natural environment. All these approaches offer various promises and benefits, such as sustainability, increased resilience, multifunctionality, and reduced environmental impact. By looking to nature for inspiration, designers and engineers can harness the efficiency and adaptability of natural systems which have evolved over millions of years by nature.
Can you give examples of smart materials and how they differ from traditional materials in everyday applications?
Well, a remarkable example of biomimetic design and engineering, where inspiration from nature has led to the development of a smart material with switchable mechanical properties, is provided in a recent study by Chinese researchers. Here, the material was inspired by the dermis of sea cucumbers, which exhibit the ability to change their stiffness and mechanical properties in response to environmental stimuli. These researchers have created a smart material that can change its stiffness from a soft gel state to a hard state in response to specific stimuli. The material's ability to change stiffness is achieved through the interchange of supramolecular configurations. The material's ability to switch between soft and hard states and its impressive mechanical properties make it promising for a range of engineering applications where high strength, durability, and good formability are required. This work exemplifies how nature can inspire the development of innovative materials with unique properties and capabilities. By mimicking natural processes and structures, such as those found in sea cucumbers' dermis, researchers and engineers can create materials that have the potential to revolutionize various industries, including aerospace, automotive, and protective gear. The ability to self-regulate and adapt mechanical properties opens up exciting possibilities for the development of smart, self-adjusting materials in the future. Nanotechnology also makes it possible to mimic the lotus effect in order to achieve water-repellent and stain-resistant fabrics. Lotus flower leaves always stay dry and clean. This happens because of the particular structure of the leaf's surface, which is mimicked. Seemingly smooth, this surface actually has microscopic ripples, thus invisible to the naked eye. On surfaces with normal structure, water droplets adhere and then slide, causing dirt to penetrate. Whereas on these tiny ripples, water droplets do not slide, but roll, taking dirt particles with them. This behavior is mimicked by a water droplet on nanocomposite materials covered with a layer of cotton.
When developing bio-inspired technologies and smart materials, especially in the context of healthcare and biotechnology, what ethical considerations should be considered?
Now, the context of smart materials in regenerative medicine was recently considered in a paper by DeKantner and collaborators, which is titled "How Smart Are Smart Materials?" This is a conceptual and ethical analysis of smart, lifelike materials for the design of regenerative valve implants. Within this context, we mean a material to be smart when it is capable of a two-way communication, sending signals versus receiving and adapting to signals. This communication has to take place with the tissues of the body through molecular signaling pathways. The concept of applying the next generation of smart materials in the design of regenerative implants is a promising and very exciting area of research and innovation. These implants could have a profound impact on healthcare and medical technology by combining the benefits of regenerative medicine and health monitoring. For example, in orthopedics, regenerative implants could promote the regeneration of bone and cartilage. In addition to their regenerative properties, these implants could incorporate sensors and data collection capabilities. These sensors might monitor various health parameters, such as biomarkers, temperature, or inflammation, and transmit this data in real time to healthcare providers or patients. This continuous monitoring can be valuable for early disease detection and personalized health care. The collected data on health can be transmitted wirelessly to external devices or healthcare systems, thus enabling remote monitoring and timely interventions. This connectivity can also facilitate the integration of data into electronic health records, making it easier for healthcare professionals to track patients' health status. Developing and deploying such regenerative implants involves addressing numerous technical, regulatory, and ethical challenges. Ensuring the safety and efficacy of these devices, as well as addressing privacy and data security concerns, will be essential. Smart, lifelike materials may provide enhanced control of a bodily process, thus enabling more effective tissue regeneration and disease treatment. This control can be highly beneficial for patients, especially in cases where conventional treatments are limited. However, the level of control must be carefully balanced to avoid unintended consequences. With increased control, in fact, there comes an inherent risk of control loss. If smart materials malfunction or are compromised, they can pose significant threats to patients' health. For example, in the case of automated real-time health data measurements, the loss of control over data access can result in privacy breaches and misuse of sensitive medical information. Future smart materials that collect and transmit health data wirelessly must have robust security measures in place to protect against data breaches and unauthorized access. Patients and healthcare providers should have the ability to control who can access this sensitive information. Striking the right balance between data sharing for medical purposes and protecting privacy is a critical ethical concern.
Thank you, Stefano. We could be talking on these for hours. It's so interesting. It was a real pleasure talking with you. Let me thank you again for your insightful views. They do add value to the reflection around the so-called bio-inspired technologies and their game-changing potential. Don't miss our next podcast about digital twins. And meanwhile, stay tuned on Forging Activities through our website and social media. Goodbye.